Atlanta's only hip-hop station, Hot 107.9, Empress Cersei, Miss Shanika, special edition, her word on the street news. She got that boy 2 Chainz calling in, talking about the new deal, and we on HotSpotATL.com.
All right, man. Well, I am just so proud. I got my brother. This man been riding around and getting it all across the world, man. And finally, he's got his just due. My boy, 2 Chainz on the line. What up?
Yeah.
You know what, ATL? You know what? And Miss Shanika, we got to give us ourselves credit. You know, we did the actually Artist of the Year at the end of the year wrap up for 2011. And who was the man on that list that was like the ATL king?
2 Chainz was the king of ATL for 2011. He did that.
You already know. So we got him on the line with some big announcement news. Well, it's kind of been out there, but he had to call the family and let the family know what was going on. 2 Chainz!
Yo!
What up, boy?
Turn up. I'm just enjoying life right now. I'm actually in Arizona. We got shows, you know. The show must go on, but I do want to thank you. I want to thank Shanika. I want to thank ATL. I want to thank my backyard of College Park. Of course, all the DJs that's been supporting my movement. I want to say we did it as a whole. It's not just me. I'm about to represent for the whole city. It's a new wave. It's a new swag, and it's about to go down.
Now, you know, it's a big congratulations. It's kind of like almost you're still in the family, though. You're over at Def Jam, I hear.
Yeah. I kept it in the family, you know, of course. I don't know. I'll be working with Kanye on my album. We'll both be executive producing my project. So that's probably the difference. And then, you know, I'm working directly with the label. So, of course, it's a more bossier position. You know what I mean? Stepped it up, got my own imprint as far as it being, you know, the TRU brand, the Real University. And we're going to be taking applications for students real soon. Yeah.
I know that's right. But look, though, Ted, I like how you said real smooth and calm, cool, and collected that Kanye is about to executive produce your project.
Right.
I mean, yeah, but, you know, I guess I'm cool and calm about it because we've been rocking for a minute. You know what I mean? We have, you know, it's been going down for a minute. And, you know, people that know me, I'm my only child. I can keep secrets. I don't got nobody else to talk to, for real. So, you know, it's just been a project that's been going on for a little bit over 6 months, close to a year. And we've just been discussing how we're going to do it paperwork-wise. So, but for the creative part, we already started doing that. Cersei, check this out. I had my first show ever. SOBs, that's a venue in New York. That's not like a club, you know what I mean?
Right.
And when I tell you, bro, when I tell you the line was wrapped around the building, when I tell you this place was sold out, it only held about 5, you know, maybe, I mean, you know, I think you said about 500, but they put about 600 people in there. We sold tickets ourselves. It was a venue that we got about 2 months earlier. So the timing just kind of felt, you know, fell in place for the most part. But at the end of the day, we sold out New York, you know what I mean? I actually stopped my show, and I told them how I knew this was some groundbreaking stuff because, you know, we from the South, we from the A, and it takes a lot for a New York person to come and check you out and be a part of your performance. You feel me?
Right, man.
So it's a problem. It's about to go down. That's all I can say. You know, I'm gonna remain humble. I'm gonna keep working hard. If it ain't broke, I ain't gonna fix it.
Hey, man, you better not change your number on your sister, man.
Come on, man. We locked in. You know, we locked in, love. We, you know what I mean?
Hey, 2 Chainz.
Yo.
Can I get a dollar?
Man, what you need? You know what? I got you.
All right, boy. Well, congratulations to you, boy.
I appreciate you.